Hi. Fine. How you doing? I saw you reading. I preached you a little while, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think of it? What do you think of Jesus?
I understand your ultimatum.
Well,
as far as one or the other, and that's obsolete.
See, Jesus is the one that did that. He's the one that made him
exclusive. What about everything in between?
He's the one that made himself exclusive. Well, Jesus is either God or a lunatic.
Jesus is God. No, there shouldn't be a defining line.
I'm saying Jesus is God. He's the God of the universe. And the reason I know that or I believe that is because he's got the only book on earth that tells history in advance. The Rig Veda, the Tripitaka. No, if he was just a regular human being, he was a liar then. If he was just a regular good human being, why hadn't there been 10 a year like him?
There has been.
No, there hasn't. Nobody's walked on water or raised the dead.
Walked on water or raised the dead, that has nothing to do with Jesus.
Well, sure he did those things.
No. Yeah, that has nothing to do with Jesus.
Well, that's what he did, though. I mean, those are things that he did. They were important things to show
They're
that
not important.
They could.
They had nothing to do with
it. Oh, they showed that he had total control over the elements.
Total control of the elements?
Right.
Because of
that, he's also got total control over eternal life.
That sounds scary to me, man.
I know, but it's revealed from heaven. And if God is a good God, he would have communicated to his creature.
God is a good God.
Okay, then he communicated to his creature.
Is God a good God?
Yes, yes. And he communicated in a book to his creature that told that if you die without him, you go to hell. If you're Buddhist or Hindu or Roman Catholic,
then what?
Then, and you die without Jesus, according to Jesus, you go to hell.
Doesn't that sound a little
exclusive. No, it's not obtuse.
I don't want to hear what you got to say. I want to ask you a question. Does the fact that whether or not you believe in Jesus, does that decide the way you live your life?
It's not whether you believe in him, it's whether you believe what he said.
I believe what he said to the fullest content. Believe me, I do. But I do not believe Jesus is the God of man.
He said he's God. How do you...
But I live up to every single one of those things Jesus said.
Isn't that a moral contradiction? He says he's God.
Not at all.
He says he's God.
So I come naturally throughout my life without Jesus.
He says he's God.
But I believe all these things to the fullest content. I mean, you wouldn't understand. I mean...
He says he's God. Now, is he lying?
Many people say they're God. What about that?
Yes, he does.
He said he is God.
Yeah, he said, and the Bible says he's God.
Hey, man, now, you know what? The thing is, you believe in the righteous way, then you are following God's wisdom. But that's not Jesus' way.
Jesus said he is made unto us righteousness.
And he is one of the many that have said that.
He's made unto us righteousness.
He is one of the many. There are 53 major religions in this world.
Well, but none of them were written about in advance. No book wrote about Buddha before he was born.
That is totally untrue.
Show it to me.
Show it to me.
It's not there. It's not there. I can't show you something that's not there.
Oh.
Nobody wrote about Buddha.
You're asking me to show you something.
Nobody. Yeah, but it's not there, so I can't show it to you.
It is there. The thing is.
Well, bring it to me.
If we have the moral belief that we don't need God, we are God ourselves.
You can't raise the dead.
What does that mean?
That means if you don't have power over the elements. Y'all need me to get out of here?
No, okay.
Hey, man, good to see you. Stay warm tonight now. Woohoo, it's going to be rough. You don't have...
First of all,
you don't have any...
I'm glad you're out here.
Yeah.
I really am. I appreciate that you're talking about Jesus' ways. I love Jesus. I love all the things that he stands for. I love all the things that he says.
Even the fact that he says if he said, depart from me, you cursed into everlasting fire.
Well, that's the one thing that I have a problem with.
Hell, yeah, I know it. Either he couldn't have been a good man and lied about hell.
That's not true.
He could have been confused. He was a madman.
If he was confused,
he was a madman. So he can't qualify as...
What's your definition
of being
madman?
Confused is a madman. You know, crazy, like in an insane
asylum. So there's either, like, people who believe in Jesus and there's madmen.
No, as far as Jesus is concerned, Jesus is God and everything he said is true about heaven and hell and how you get there, or else he was a madman. He was crazy.
I know. What about Jesus as being a good, good man?
It's impossible.
No,
that's
not
something
that's
true.
God. He's God in the flesh. That's right.
I was born raised in church. What? When was the Bible real and fake? That's right. No, that's not true. I don't think that's the Bible. I don't think there's a totally different, like that. That's the thing. The line is huge. The line is like the Mississippi River.
Except the parts about hell.
No, except the parts about being absolute, about
But that's part of the things he said. He said,
I know.
He said, I am. So see, what you've done is you've become the judge over what's right and wrong, and what's true and false.
So I'm a madman.
Well, if you're side with the enemies of Jesus Christ.
I do not subscribe to the enemy.
You do if you think that he was a madman.
I don't think he's a madman. You're the only one who... You stuck madman in my mouth. Madman is the one you both wrote. You stuck it around. I never said madman until I met you.
Well,
how about that?
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Is the Bible credible? Is the Bible credible?